This is Lisa Stone with Parenting Aces, and I am sitting in the food court with Coach Rob Gurdon, who is with Purdue University. He is the women's coach there. But Rob comes from a history of player development. He has been around the game a long time and offers a very unique perspective on developing young players. Rob, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
So I wanted to ask you, many young players, the parents are concerned, is my kid with the right coach? What are the things that we as parents should be looking at in terms of the coach-athlete relationship from a development side, but also from a personal side?
Well, I think that one thing that's important, obviously, is that the coach is interested in developing the player as a student-athlete, not just the player, and getting the parent involved. One thing that I always did was I would have regular sit-downs and talks and discussions with the parents involved with, you know, the planning and making sure that they knew exactly what the pathway we were on. I think that's important because, obviously, you know, as a coach, you spend a lot of time with an aspiring player, but you don't spend all the time. You know, the parents are there when you're not there. They get to, you know, sit around the dinner table and they get to tuck them into bed at night. And I think it's important that the parent is the assistant coach. You know, I've always kind of used that term because I want them to understand that they are there to help and support, but at the same time guide, you know, in a positive way. And, you know, I think that that's probably one of the most important things is that the parent's involved in the right way, you know, and yeah.
And what if the parent senses that it may be time to change coaches? What are some kind of red flags that a parent should be looking out for?
Well, I think when the coach becomes a little bit too demanding and maybe almost critical, you know, I think it's one thing to be have constructive criticism, but it's always needs to be, I think, conveyed in a manner that is where the coach is caring about their development. And at the same time understands that, you know, a player is a student as well, and they have to be well-rounded. And I think that when, at times you get some negative coaches, you know, negative coaching, and I think that that's always something to be aware of, you know, and when the coach is not understanding of the schoolwork and the sleep, and they start taking tennis as the number one priority in their life.
And so when it is time to kind of make that change, what are the questions that a parent might want to ask of coaches that they're, quote, interviewing?
That's a good question. I think that, obviously, I think you want to know what their background is, you know, how much time they have for the player. I mean, you don't want to make a coaching change if they only have an hour a week because you're not really going to get the best, you know, out of them. I think you want to understand what their coaching philosophy is. You know, and you know, how they see that your player or your child, you know, what direction you see them and the pathway. I think obviously to navigate the junior tour, you know, is very tricky these days. You know, I think you want to obviously go through your local tournaments, through your section, and then on to the nationals. And then if you have desire to go to the ITF circuit, but to understand the rules of all those, you know, the calendar, and how to accumulate points. I think those are all important. But you have to have goals in mind in terms of the end of the road. You know, what kind of player do you want to be at 18? You know, do you want to go to college? Do you want to play professional tennis? Do you want to play Division I tennis? Do you want to play Division III? You know, what are your end goals, I think, are very important for, you know, the parent and the coach to understand.
Coming from player development and now being at the collegiate level, at what point would a player or the player and the coach make the determination that it's time to focus on a college path, or it's time to focus on a professional path, or it's time to just say you're going to be a really great rec player the rest of your life?
Well, I think that you know, one thing that I've been in that situation a few times as a coach, and I think one thing you want to look at is you want to, like I said, you want to go through the sectional level. If you're having success at the sectional level, then you start to progress to the national level. And when you get to that level, then you start to understand, okay, how am I doing? Am I having success? Do I need to stop, you know, maybe playing tournaments and retool my game a little bit? if you're having success at the national level, then a lot of players are trying the ITF level, which is becoming more and more popular every year in the U.S. And I think, you know, the natural progression will kind of take care of itself a little bit in terms of if you're having success, then you'll start to get to that point where you'll actually consider professional tennis. I think, from my opinion, you know, 99% of players should plan on playing college tennis if they want to play beyond the age of 18. It'll be one of those things where, you know, naturally you'll be like, there'll be red lights and flashing signs saying, you know, we want you to be a professional player. And you'll have people talking to you, obviously, and enticing you to, you know, play professional tennis in terms of agencies and whatnot. But I think that the careful route, you know, the safe route would be to get into a good school that matches up with your, you know, educational goals. And then obviously, you know, that one of the reasons why I got into college tennis was so I can find those players that want to become players, and whatever that means. Does that mean top 10 in the country in Division I, or does that mean maybe try the professional tour? So those are the players that I'm kind of looking at, you know, maybe enticing to come to Purdue. And at the same time, I would love to develop somebody who has that passion and has a desire to move on and, you know, play further.
And during the recruiting process, how important are rankings? How important is tennis recruiting? How important is wins and losses, wins versus losses? How important is who you beat and who you lost to?
That's a tricky, slippery slope. You know, I think that in the past, I haven't put too much stock in tennis recruiting. I think as a college coach, when you're looking at the masses and you know, all the players that are out there, it is a good tool to really get an understanding of, like, what they've done and what they haven't done. But until you actually see the player and see what they're doing and what kind of game style they have and what kind of physical characteristics and how they react emotionally on the court during stressful times and do they give up, you know, do they fight through, these are probably more indicative of the future, you know, and the potential that they have. I think it's always important to talk to parents, you know, and talk to their coaches to see, you know, what are they working on right now? You know, do they have an injury? So you're not kind of getting a snapshot of, you know, who they are as a player. But I think, you know, it's important to see a player play. And what I look for is potential and what their, like I mentioned earlier, what their desires are. You know, do they want to play pro tennis? You know, do they have a legitimate shot of doing that? Do they want to just get into college? You know, is the end of the road getting the scholarship? You know, so hopefully a lot of college coaches are obviously trying to avoid players that their goal is to get a college scholarship, and then once they get to college, they stop training and really focusing. So, you know, I think the key is that, you know, you really have to understand, you know, what, you know, first of all, do you love tennis? And if you love tennis, you know, who is going to help you get to the end of the road and where you want to become, you know, the end result.
Thank you. Thank you so much for chatting with us, and enjoy your time at the Open.
Thank you.